This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A top military commander says Chadian President Idriss Deby is dead after more than three decades in power. The stunning announcement on national television and radio came just hours after election officials had declared him the winner of the April 11th vote, paving the way for him to stay in power for six more years. He was on the front line against rebels in the north. Deby's son was named interim president by a transitional council of military officers. Deby was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving numerous coup attempts and rebellions. Alexei Navalny's doctors were again denied access Tuesday to the jailed Kremlin critic, despite growing concern over the hunger-striking Russian opposition figure's failing health. A team of medics has been attempting to see the 44-year-old since early this month. President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken opponent launched a hunger strike March 31st, demanding proper medical treatment for a number of ailments. Nearly 3 weeks into the hunger strike, his doctors over the weekend warned Navalny's health was failing so rapidly he could die at any minute. The United States threatened Russia with consequences in the event of his death. Russia is massing more than 120,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, Ukraine's foreign minister said Tuesday, calling for more Western economic sanctions on Moscow. He also told an online news conference with international media, quote, "This does not mean they will stop building up their forces at that number," end quote. If you'd like more on these stories or any news of the day, including top news at this hour, President of Chad dead at 66, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. jury resumes deliberations Tuesday in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin, who is white, is accused of killing George Floyd, who was black, in one of the country's highest profile cases in recent years. After hearing closing arguments Monday, the group of 12 jurors met for 4 hours as they began the process of working toward a verdict. During Monday's final arguments, a prosecutor accused Chauvin of killing Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes. A defense attorney contended Floyd died partly from drug use and that Chauvin was following his police training in the way he arrested Floyd last May in the Midwest U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The White House says it's working with state and local leaders nationwide on keeping the peace after the verdict is announced. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi forces in Yemen said Tuesday it had destroyed an explosive drone fired in the south of Saudi Arabia. A military spokesperson for the Iran-aligned Houthi group then said they had fired a drone at and hit Aba International Airport. The Houthi group, which holds most of North Yemen, has kept up regular cross-border attacks on Saudi Arabia and a ground offensive in Yemen's Marib region, at a time in the United States and the United Nations are pushing for a ceasefire agreement. Riyadh and the Yemeni government have welcomed a truce, but the Houthis want a sea and air blockade fully lifted. Swedes under 65 vaccinated with one shot of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine will be given a different vaccine for the second dose, the Swedish Health Agency said Tuesday. Sweden paused the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine in March after reports of rare but serious blood clots among people vaccinated with the AstraZeneca shot. Sweden later resumed use, but only for people 65 or older. The health agency said in a statement, people under the age of 65 who have already received a first AstraZeneca dose should now be offered a second dose of Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna. Japan's third most populated region Tuesday asked the central government to impose a state of emergency over the coronavirus as infections rise just 3 months before the country hosts the Olympics. Osaka Prefecture only lifted a state of emergency 2 months ago, and restrictions are expected to be tougher this time. They would still fall short of the harsh lockdowns seen in many other parts of the world, however. Tokyo and several other areas are expected to follow suit, hoping to avoid the crisis facing Osaka's healthcare system. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.